and they're going to come and join God's people. These are the 11th hour workers, the 1 hour laborers, God's other children in Babylon. Other sheep have I will call them, they will hear my voice. Several terms that you can use to identify these people. But notice when Sister White tells us that the unfaithful that have had great light, when is it that they cast off the restraint of God's light? It says, when those who have had abundance of life throw off the restraint which the word of God imposes and make void his law, others will come in to fill their places and take their crown. Now, they're taking their crown in the previous previous quote from Testimonies, Volume 1, page 198. We already seen these unfaithful servants lose their crowns to those that were saved through the efforts of the faithful. So these 11th hour laborers are going to come in, take the crowns of those in Adventism that are unfaithful, and it takes place when God's law is made void. When's that take place, brothers and sisters? When is the law of God made void? At the Sunday law. The Sunday law is the test question that brings the judgment of the living to the close. Mankind that is living at the end of the world while probation is still open will be confronted with being forced to worship on Sunday, and that's the issue that they will demonstrate whether they're lost or saved, whether they have the seal of God or the mark of the beast. It's the issue that brings it all to a conclusion. And prior to those 11th hour workers coming in, there's still an hour left to work. There's 1 hour left, the 1 hour labors. Prior to them coming in, these unfaithful servants are going to reach a point where they make void the law of God. When do they make void the law of God?